guarding the last outpost of freedom, like a beacon of light to the world, and exercising our freedom of speech like we're the third monkey on the ramp to Noah's Ark. And brother, it's starting to rain.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
So many people have heard President Biden when he was calling for the late Representative Jackie Walorski from Indiana.
Right.
She passed away in a car accident last month.
Yeah.
But he was calling out to her at a live event on hunger and nutrition at the White House. And again, Walorski was killed in a car accident last month. Biden had even called her family when she passed to offer her or his condolences, his and Jill's condolences to the family.
Right.
I mean, so
this isn't a new, he had reason to know. He knew this. He actually had done things based off of this.
But take a listen to this clip, because some folks may not have heard it.
And so many of you know so much about this as well, and you're committed. And I want to thank all of you here for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this.
That's a tough clip to listen to. The President of the United States believing that someone who has passed away,
that he knew was passed away,
and he is calling out for her.
Right.
It is. It really is heartbreaking on a human level.
Yes.
It is heartbreaking.
And he did not realize his own mistake.
Because many of us have known those who have had cognitive difficulties.
My grandmother, I have very distinct memories of her memories fading away. My father's father, before he passed, he did not really remember who I was anymore.
No, it's heartbreaking. And so John Pierre, White House press secretary,
Karine Jean-Pierre,
she was asked what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, Biden seemed to indicate that he might see this woman in the room as if she was going to be there.
We're expecting her to be here. I thought she'd be here.
Well, he was acknowledging her incredible work. And of course, Karine Jean-Pierre said, well, she was on his mind. She was top of mind for the president. But you heard that clip. That's not just someone
that's top of mind. He did say, and you know what?
He was looking for her in the room.
It'd be one thing you said, you know what? And we'd be remiss if we didn't acknowledge the efforts that Jackie did before she passed.
Okay.
Right? That would be a different thing. That would be, if she's top of mind, he'd go, you know what? I want to thank the people that are here. We've got to thank somebody who can't be here today.
No, he actually told the crowd after she didn't respond.
I thought she was going to be here.
She was going to be here.
Is she over there? Where is she?
But you remember, he gave a speech to a crowd, and he was recognizing, I guess it was one of a gentleman who had served that community, except the man was confined to a wheelchair.
Right.
But he yelled out for the man.
Stand up.
And then when he realized the guy was in a wheelchair, then he told everybody else, he tried to, you know, catch himself and said, well, we're going to stand up for you.
Right.
We're going to. The man does not think things through, and This was heartbreaking.
At this point, I don't think he can think things. There's a difference between just being impulsive.
Okay, but let's.
And Biden's always been impulsive and blustery. But this isn't impulsive and blustery on its own. This is impulsive and blustery without remembering what's gone on in the real world.
And yet, there is no talk about removing him from office, using the 25th Amendment to the United States Constitution, under which the vice president and the cabinet submit a written statement to leaders of Congress that the president is unable to discharge his duties. So when President Trump was in office, the media talked constantly about the 25th Amendment.
And, not because there was anything cognitively wrong with Trump. They just didn't like him.
No, there were even reports that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein tried to invoke the 25th Amendment and replace Trump with Vice President Mike Pence.
And that was going, that was not true from the beginning to the end. Mike Pence was never involved with that. The people in the cabinet were never involved with that. That was never going to happen. It was a dream by the media that was basically, it was a fever dream by the media because they all had Trump derangement syndrome.
Okay, so why is there no talk about removing him from office? I think there's three reasons. The first may be that Biden's gaffes are nothing new, right? And so it's just kind of like,
this is new. He's never actually thought that someone he knew was dead was going to walk up on stage in that moment.
Okay. The second reason is that Vice President Kamala Harris may not offer much of an improvement.
That's a pretty good one.
I mean, remember?
Yeah.
I mean, she just visited the demilitarized zone.
Right.
And she mistakenly praised the strong alliance between the United States and the Republic of North Korea. I mean, I'm just saying, this is someone that...
The strong alliance.
That's what she said. That's a direct quote. Okay, the third reason.
Okay,
second reason is Harris is not up to the job.
Right, she's not.
Third reason.
Uh-huh.
And the most important reason is sheer political partisanship. The media, the Democrat Party, the important parts of the executive branch itself... wanted Trump removed from power.
Yes,
therefore, that's true. Any pretext, an offensive tweet, a slow walk down a ramp became an excuse to demand that the cabinet get rid of Trump.
They impeached Donald Trump twice for things that were not high crimes and or misdemeanors. They were willing to do anything to get rid of him. I got one more other than those three. In order to invoke the 25th Amendment, the members of the cabinet would have to sign on to it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
But when Joe Biden is so far out of it that he really cannot be commander in chief, he really cannot be the leader, that means that every member of the cabinet has more individual authority, more leeway, more power of their own. By having a weak president, the cabinet members themselves get more power. And so they don't want to kick Joe Biden out. Out of fear that maybe the next person who comes in, even if it is Kamala,
will diminish their power.
Will diminish their power.
But see, on stage, I mean, they see it. He doesn't know where he's going. Frequently, he doesn't know where he even is.
He keeps shaking hands with ghosts.
I mean, at times when he is separated from his handlers, he's visibly confused and distressed.
He had to be corralled by an Easter bunny.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that. That's not even a joke. That actually happened.
But see, by all appearances, the White House staff has been totally disconnected from Biden's decisions and acting in contradiction to them for quite some time.
Whenever
he says, covering for him.
Whenever he says, we're going to fight China over Taiwan, the members of his administration go, that's just Joe being Joe. We're not going to fight
Taiwan.
Well,
let me just say.
Don't take him seriously.
No, I think you made a good point. I think this latest incident could be, this may be what breaks the camel's back. This could be the straw that breaks the camel's back, because I think it indicates that this 79-year-old's cognitive abilities have so diminished that he's not aware of his statements his White House is even making on his behalf, or even of the laws that he is set to sign. I mean, look, fundamentally, he is not in command of his faculties or this nation, and it is time to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove Biden from office because of his mental incapacities, and we will send him off with our prayers.
If he can't be in command of his own mind, how can he be commander in chief? Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, six states are suing the Biden administration over President Biden's executive orders forgiving student loans. The attorneys general for Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and South Carolina filed a lawsuit in federal court saying Biden did not follow the Administrative Procedures Act and instead usurped the authority that the Constitution gave the legislature, the Congress, not the executive branch. The lawsuit states no statute permits President Biden to unilaterally relieve millions of individuals from their obligation to pay loans they voluntarily assumed.
Well, this is what the Biden administration is best at, doing whatever it is that they want to do.
Whether the Constitution says they can do it or not.
And then waiting to be sued. The moratorium on evictions.
Yep.
Using OSHA to enforce vaccine mandates.
Right. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, Arizona taxpayers are getting some relief a year early. The legislature approved a bill last year to reduce the state's graduated income tax to a flat tax of just 2.5% for all taxpayers. That law was expected to go into effect in 2024. However, Republican Governor Doug Ducey announced this week they were moving ahead with implementing the law a year early due to this year's budget surplus. This makes Arizona the state with the lowest flat tax income tax in the country, although there are nine other states that charge no income tax at all.
You know, I just can't help but wonder, if that was a Democrat governor, would they have moved up the fact that this new tax plan that would reduce taxes, the burden on everyday citizens?
Democrats wanted to give that money to teachers. They didn't want to do the tax plan early. And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, the first transgender person in the U.S. Army has been arrested for spying for the Russian government. Major Jamie Lee Henry and his wife, Dr. Anna Gabrielin, are accused of using his security clearance to deliver the medical records of 52,000 soldiers and their families to Russian agents. Dr. Gabrielin met with undercover agents posing as Russian spies in August and told them her husband could deliver sensitive medical records that the Russian government could use against those individuals. Major Henry currently lives as if he was a woman and got the Army to change his gender on their records back in 2015, the first transgender person allowed to remain in the military.
But is he still her husband or her wife?
It depends upon how woke you are. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
It's hot, real hot.
It is hot today.
Escape the heat and go to the coolest place in the South, Red River Range in Shreveport, Louisiana. At Red River Range, it's cool inside and 100% fresh air all the time. If you want 8 to 25-yard lanes, choose Hero's Corner or Heritage Alley. If you want to shoot as far as 100 yards, try Sportsman's Paradise. For guns, accessories, or archery, go to RedRiverRange.com. Red River Range in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Terry, I don't think I've ever seen you show up to this day. Studio in a pair of slippers. I almost fell
you
out of my chair.
You can wear them anywhere. I swear.
You literally wore your slippers to work.
Okay, they are the furriest feeling things when my feet go in there, and they have the rubber sole that's thick enough that you can wear them outside. I wore them shopping.
Or to work.
People will look down and go, I know, they're my slippers. They look cool.
They're a beautiful color. That pink is very pretty. Listen, my sheets. Oh my gosh, those Giza sheets. Girl, I've slept like a baby.
Those are 60% off right now.
60% off if you use the AGR code.
I love the towels.
Yeah, the towels are awesome, too.
Yes.
They dry good. They're a great size. But I'm going to get those slippers because some days I don't have shoes to wear to work.
I think they're 50% off now if you use the AGR code.
Are you going to get me some slippers? Because I won't order
them.
Then I'll get your sheets.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do that.
Don't forget to use the AGR code.
MyPillow your people up. Go to MyPillow.com and type in the letters AGR for your discount code.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses that join with the fastest growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results, and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on Contact.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling because they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
I wonder what would happen. you say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, we often have referred to members of the Biden administration or the federal government, Congress, as potted plants.
We have?
Oh, yeah. You know,
I'm not sure I've ever referred to them as potted plants.
Well, you're not. You got to play along here.
Oh, yeah. We do that all the time.
Oh, yeah. We do that all the time. Well, now the Biden administration has appointed an ambassador.
Yes.
For potted plants.
Well, not just potted plants, but also plants that are planted in gardens or just naturally growing plants.
No, this is not a joke.
No, unfortunately.
So the Biden administration has announced that it has appointed, and it happens to be the wife of the chief of staff, Ron Klain.
Gosh, what a coincidence. That
I know.
The person most...
Okay, let me get this out.
Okay.
So the Biden administration has appointed a special diplomat overseeing international animal and plant habitats.
We have an ambassador to plants and animals now.
To represent the interest of plants and animals. She is working for the State Department. Yeah. So her constituency
is plants and animals.
And here are a list of their demands.
Which actually makes her an ambassador to the U.S. from plants and animals, not an ambassador to plants and animals from the Americans. If she was an ambassador from America to plants and animals, she should be telling the plants and animals what we want from them.
Well, no, the plants and animals have spoken. Here's a list of some of their needs as constituents.
All right. Oxygen.
More water.
Okay. We'll try and make it rain more.
Better living condition. The dogs definitely said that. Better living conditions. A bath every now and then. new shoes. That was from the horses.
The horses.
Yeah, they
really
said new shoes would be nice.
I don't think that's what they said.
I mean, can you believe this?
I can't.
How much are we spending
and
to have an ambassador for plants and animals under the official logo of the Department of State?
Yeah, we just keep getting dumber as a country. And how,
like a potted plant.
What a coincidence that the American, the one American who is the best, who is the best suited to be the first ambassador to plants and animals from the government of the United States of America, just happens to be sleeping with the chief of staff for the president. I mean, what a coinkydink that the person most qualified for this new position just happens to be the wife of somebody really connected to the president. Oh, gosh, what a coincidence.
I think what won it for her is in the interview, she said, you know, she really could see herself in this position and really putting her roots down in this obligation, in this duty, representing plants
and
animals.
She thought that this was a place where she could grow. Yeah,
that too.
That is too.
Yeah,
yeah. What's your flaw? I just care too much. Okay, we got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, I just can't stand listening to Corinne Jean-Pierre. Why does she still have a job?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said.
Joining us now, our American Mamas, Terry Netterville and Denise Arthur. Obviously, Louis and I are not fans of Corinne Jean-Pierre. She's honestly, I think she's worse than Baghdad Bob. It's not that she says things that are incorrect, but she really, Baghdad Bob was excellent at ad-libbing. She can't actually even make anything up.
No.
She has to first look at her notes full of lies before she can say things that are untrue.
Right. And she's probably the most self-righteous, rude, snarky press secretary we've ever had. She doesn't make sense. She doesn't know what she's talking about. And, I mean, I listen to the way she speaks to Peter Doocy or to any kind of Republican reporter. It's so full of disdain, and she spews such venom.
Because they know they can't go after her. Because if they do, they have 25 kinds of phobias if they go after her.
Exactly.
So you want to be phobic, you want to be this, you want to be that, you want to be, there's a whole list, whole plethora. She's like a sis kebab of phobias, so don't you dare say one word. Well, and she can lie all day long.
That's
like
what I was
that character.
Say.
What's his name? That used to be on Saturday Night Live, and then he would repeat it to himself and go, "Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah." That's
I forgot about
John,
you.
John
yeah.
Lovitz's character.
Yeah, John Lovitz. Yeah.
He's a member of Liars Anonymous. In fact, I'm the president of that organization.
Yeah,
which you is do what, have a good memory.
That's what she reminds me
yes.
of. No, President Biden never said that. Really, President Biden never said that.
It's so crazy because they walk stuff back all the time. When I listen to her, y'all, I literally am shaking my head at the TV. I'm going, how?
It's comedy.
Do you still have a job? You're terrible.
But that is her job. From the administration that's sitting in the big chairs at the moment, she is doing an excellent job of just
of
selling
spinning everything.
Bull.
It is.
Yeah, because if all you tune into is her little briefings and you believe everything that comes out of her mouth, then they're keeping you right where they want you.
And the way that she
in
just,
the dark.
Well, recently, you know, when Biden was asking for the congresswoman, where's Jackie so-and-so? Well, she died a month ago or maybe even
Jesus
2 months
Louise.
Ago. So he was asking. So then the reporters are saying, hey, what gives? Like, he knew that. He was supposed to meet with her family after the press, you know, after his conference. And the way she walked it back, not only what did it not make sense, because she was like, I mean, it was at the top of his mind there. He was going to meet with them. And don't we think about those people? And the reporter said, well, I mean, John Lennon's at the top of my mind every day for years, but I don't look around for him in a room, you know. And then she got very snarky and she does not see the problem with it, or she says that she doesn't. And then another thing that drives me crazy is, with everything that we have going on, Denise, she wants to talk about the Atlanta Braves and the mascot, their name. And I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, boy, these people have set you up, sister, because you look like an idiot up there.
Yeah.
Talking about this nonsense when there's so much more that we want
but we
to talk
get,
about.
We Terry, in this new age of politics, the medication has changed, honey. You don't get a spoonful of sugar anymore. You get a spoonful of shiny things. We talk about that all the time.
Yeah.
So if there's something going on, pressing, that's huge, I mean, your groceries, your gas, your 401k is bottoming out. People on fixed incomes can't make it. People are deciding between medicine and rent. Then what in the hell are we going to talk about? Well, let's talk about the Braves. Let's talk about the Atlanta Braves. We've got to change that.
Unbelievable.
My God, it's horrible. I can't even sleep at night thinking about that. Don't worry about the people that can't sleep at night because they don't have air conditioning.
You know what?
Let's
You're
worry
so
about this.
Right. It's like when a baby is maybe a little hungry and it's not quite time for feeding.
Yeah.
So you get out the keys to rattle the keys and it makes them stop crying because they're looking at that for a minute. You're right. They use this to divert.
Divert. Because you said that, because you can relate that to a baby, but I do it on a bigger scale. Like when I used to work at the mall, I would go down to get my snack sometimes, and it was right by the back door where Penny's was, and they had their...
This is back when you were a teenager?
Yeah, when I was a teenager, because remember, you could go and have your family portraits done at JCPenney's.
Yes.
Or even the Olin Mills people. But I'm just saying, remember that scene? You've seen those photographers when they got that helper that is rolling around, got every squeaky toy, rattling everything they have to get that one baby to settle down so that they can take a family portrait.
That's it.
And that is
what
the
doing.
White House is doing
every
to
day.
People that,
every
that don't have 20/20 vision.
But we see it, and that's what's so maddening.
Yeah.
We see what she's doing. We see what's going on. But the left stream, I mean, the mainstream media, they go along with it. And they just spout what they've heard.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Netterville, Denise Arthur, thank y'all.
Thank you.
Well, coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back.
Choosy Moms choose American Ground Radio. It's smooth, creamy, and now contains 7 grams of protein per serving. With Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these folks.
Or you get a six-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, AGR, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
Hey guys, this is Don Tubbs. We are proud that we're an old school hardware store that has had roots in Bossier since 1922. God-fearing, we the people, America first, local folks. Tubbs, providing products that are built stronger to last longer and back them with parts and service. Tubbs is the brand you can trust. Like Tubbs Hardware on Facebook and may God bless the USA.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these folks.
Or you get a six-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, AGR, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
And I think this is what most Americans are just fed up with. They're fed up with the fact they have to follow the rules. They have to abide by our laws. They have to get up every morning and go to work. And
I don't think people are upset that they have to
abide. No, they're not upset about that part, but they are upset about the fact that there's so many in our country who don't seem to have to play by the same rules, especially our elected officials. You know, it's rules for thee, but not for me.
Exactly.
You know, and we see that across the board.
We do.
I just came across a story out of Oregon where the governor there and her staff.
Is this Kate Brown?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're flying to the United Nations Climate Conference in Scotland.
They're flying there.
They're flying there.
Okay.
That's $18,000 of taxpayer dollars spent to send three politicians, countless staff.
Wow.
I mean, how many $500 a night rooms were used or rented, paid for by taxpayers so that they could go to this climate conference and discuss how we all are destroying the climate, the earth?
Why aren't all climate conferences now done by Zoom? I really don't understand. Why do we have to have people actually gather in the same?
Because it's so much more important you have to go somewhere.
Yeah, carbon dioxide, right? I mean, aren't you using up all the carbon dioxide?
Maybe they bought some carbon offset credits.
You know, we need a
Al Gore.
We need a red wave. We need to be flipping government over to conservatives across this country. And the Republicans just came out with this Commitment for America thing.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought I'd talk to somebody who helped write that. What do you think about...
You mean Congressman Mike Johnson?
That's exactly who I mean. Joining us now, Congressman Mike Johnson.
Hey, guys. Great to hear your voices. Good to talk to you.
So this commitment to America that the Republican Party, especially the Republican leadership, you're very involved with this. Steve Scalise is involved with this. What is the commitment to America? What is it that you guys are doing right now?
Well, look, we're going to try to recapture the magic that Newt Gingrich and the Republicans were able to bring about in 1994. We all finally remember the Contract with America days. The reason we remember it is because it was so effective. And what they did is about this time in that election cycle, they went to the American people and they told them not just what they were against, everything that Clinton and the liberals and the Democrat Party were bringing about on the country. They said what they were for and what they would do. And so that Contract with America became just that. The people bought into the idea, and they were able to recapture the majority for the first time in 40 years for the Republican Party. And we all know the story. They were very successful. They were able to check off all the boxes of those promises they made. And even Bill Clinton, he never saw the light, but he felt the heat, and he moderated and even worked with them for welfare reform and some other achievements. So
and
we're
frankly,
hoping to do that again. And
his moderation probably is what got him reelected somewhat in 96. I've been looking at plan.
No question.
You guys have four basic pillars to this: an economy that's strong, a nation that's safe, a future that's built on freedom, and a government that's accountable. First of all, the economy that's strong, how does that translate into actual policy?
Great question. Look, everybody knows that the economy is going to be the number one driver in this election. The people are feeling the pain of this inflation, and it's all brought about by the team in charge, unified government, the Democrats in charge of the White House, both houses of Congress. So we are going to bring about legislation, policy changes, and a shift so that we can fight inflation and lower the cost of living for everybody. We all know we have to work on the policies related to energy, and that's really important to us in Louisiana, of course. So we have to reduce gas prices and make America energy independent again. We were energy dominant under the Trump policies, but we've gotten so far away from that. And, of course, part of that, too, is strengthening our supply chain and ending our dependence on China. That's a central threat to our country, and we have to take it seriously. So you're going to see measures under that prong of the plan to go after all those markers. And if we have a big enough red wave, we'll be able to do it.
The second thing on this list, a nation that's safe, really encompasses, as you mentioned, the things that are most important to people in this election: inflation, the economy, that type of thing. Right after that comes immigration and crime. And you guys talk about that under a nation that's safe.
Well, exactly right. I mean, first and foremost, everybody knows that open border has created so many crises for us on every front. So we have to secure it. We have to combat this flood of illegal immigration that we have and everything that's come along with that. Whether you're talking about the fentanyl crisis, I mean, fentanyl overdoses is now the leading cause of death for Americans age 18 to 49. It's directly related to the open border because it's produced in China and trafficked in here by the cartels. They're having their way and they're killing innocent Americans. And so we're going to work on that. We're going to end the catch and release loopholes and require a legal status to get a job and eliminate welfare incentives that are bringing all these people over the border. And obviously, we've got to reduce crime. We have to protect public safety. The Democrats are all on record as that wanting to defund the police and disrespect the police. That's what's wrought the chaos that we have right now. So we're going to institute exactly the opposite policies. And in fact, we're committing to support 200,000 more police officers around the country by offering recruiting bonuses and the like. We've got to get serious about this if we're going to get on top of it, and that'll be a top priority.
Okay, so Mike, lots of folks feel like, to some degree, that Republican leadership, present company excluded, has abandoned them. You know, there's a lot of folks that say that some members of Congress aren't supporting their conservative values. How does this contract or this commitment to America, how does it bring maybe some, not rhinos, so to speak, but certainly those that may not be as conservative as others, how does that bring them all onto the same page?
Well, I'll give you a little inside baseball. As a member of the House leadership team, you know, one of the things you've got to do is make sure Let me give you a football metaphor, because we're in Louisiana. Everything's either a hurricane or a football metaphor, right? When you take the field, you got to be ready to run your plays, right? And part of that is leadership, it's coaching, it's the team captains, it's letting the members know what their role is, what position they're going to play on the field, so to speak, and what plays they're responsible for. And so doing all this organization on the front end is a way to make that really effective, to let everybody know what their job is, what's expected of them. And I have some real hope that we're going to be able to do that well. It's one thing Newt did well. He told me one time, just he and I were talking, he said, you know what, the thing about governing in a majority is, if you don't give the members a rabbit to chase, they'll create their own. So, I mean, it's leadership 101 in any organization, right? So sure. Part of that is the organization on the front end, and we've got a lot of plans for that.
Mike, we have about a minute left. You talk about Newt Gingrich. I've been looking at this plan. There's only one thing that I think is missing. Newt Gingrich was the last Speaker of the House to put out a balanced budget, and all spending starts in the House. I don't see anything in this about a balanced budget, but if you guys really are trying to recreate the magic of Newt Gingrich, doesn't the budget have to be in there somewhere?
Well, absolutely. I'm one of the biggest advocates of that, and I've signed on to balanced budget amendment proposals and the rest. And the RSC, the Republican Study Committee, the group I used to lead, we produce a budget every year. We have one that would balance in 8 years. And so we're going to push that aggressively, because the $30 trillion and counting national debt is not sustainable, and it's going to crush us. We say China's a big threat. The national debt is the largest threat that we have as a nation. So it'll be a top priority, I promise you.
Congressman Mike Johnson, thank you so much for being here with us on American Ground Radio. And, of course, I like the plan. I've looked at
Absolutely.
It. Absolutely. I like the plan, and I'm hopeful that you guys are able to push this big wave. And more importantly, that you're able to push the country back towards the right.
Thank you, guys. We'll be talking about it all along the way.
And by the way, you can check out more that the Republicans have put that out, that commitment to America. It is out available online, and we'll post a link of it to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're standing on American ground with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Fellas, what about some barbecue this Thursday? Well, I hear that Bodacious Bar and Q is hosting Ladies Night on Thursday.
Love me some barbecue!
Join us Thursday for Ladies Night at Bodacious Bar and Q. Mixed drinks are only $5 and get $3 off on a glass of wine. Ladies, come out for the drinks. Guys, come out for the, barbecue. And on Monday night, it's Music Bingo at Bodacious Bar and Q at 8410 Line Avenue in Shreveport.
I don't think I've ever seen you show up to the studio in a pair of slippers. I almost fell out of my chair.
You can wear them anywhere. I swear.
You literally wore your slippers to work.
Okay, they are the furriest feeling things when my feet go in there, and they have the rubber sole that's thick enough that you can wear them outside. I wore them shopping.
Or to work.
People will look down and I'll go, I know, they're my slippers. They look cool.
They're a beautiful color. That pink is good. Very pretty. Listen, my sheets.
Really?
Those Giza sheets. Girl, I've slept like a baby.
Those are 60% off right now.
60% off if you use the AGR code.
I love the towels.
Yeah, the towels are awesome too. Yes. They dry good. They're a great size. But I'm going to get those slippers, because some days I don't have shoes to wear to work.
I think they're 50% off now if you use the AGR code.
Are you going to get me some slippers? Because I won't order
some.
Them. Then I'll get your sheets.
Okay.
Okay, we'll
deal.
Do that.
Don't forget to use the AGR code.
MyPillow your people up. Go to MyPillow.com and type in the letters AGR for your discount code.
It's hot, real hot.
It is hot today.
Escape the heat and go to the coolest place in the South, Red River Range in Shreveport, Louisiana. At Red River Range, it's cool inside and 100% fresh air all the time. If you want 8 to 25 yard lanes, choose Heroes Corner or Heritage Alley. If you want to shoot as far as 100 yards, try Sportsman's Paradise. For guns, accessories, or archery, go to RedRiverRange.com. Red River Range in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped, that's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
You know, I think it was Shakespeare who said, "All the world's a stage."
Well, he's not the one who said it. He wrote it, and then
I'm sure he said it.
Hamlet said it.
Well, I'm sure he said it to some of his friends before he wrote it.
Was it Hamlet?
Maybe he wrote it and then he read it out to his friends. But nevertheless, here's my point.
I think it's Hamlet.
You know, some folks in our country, it's like they're playing a role.
Oh,
I mean, it's like, do you really believe this, or are you just reading a script?
I see.
I mean, are you a character on stage?
Are you a caricature of what you're supposed to be? Are you an actual, like, a real congressperson, or are you just pretending to be one?
Exactly. So we're talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and she says, you got the clip queued up?
Oh, yeah, we're ready.
She says, forcing the poor and working class to give birth against their will is wrong. Take a listen.
Abortion is an economic issue. Forcing poor and working class people to give birth.
Sorry about that. We'll try this again. We'll try it again. Here we go.
Abortion is an economic issue. Forcing poor and working class people to give birth against their will, against their consent, against their ability to provide for themselves or a child, is a profound economic issue. And it's certainly a way to keep a workforce.
Just shut this off. Can you? Okay, so her,
but we're not doing that.
Her point is you're forcing people to give birth against their will.
No.
What she's talking about is something that the ACLU is pushing, and that is this notion of forced pregnancy.
But now, that's not what's going on.
Okay, but forced pregnancy of young girls is a problem, especially in Latin America. And that's defined as when a woman or girl becomes pregnant without having sought or desired it.
Okay.
And then they can't get an abortion. So that's a forced pregnancy. But just 1% of women obtain an abortion because they became pregnant through rape.
In the United States.
In the United States.
Just 1%.
Less than 0.5%, one half of 1%, do so because of incest.
That this isn't a problem.
It's a problem, but it's for a small number. And many state laws provide exemptions in the case of rape or incest.
And we shouldn't be killing all babies up until 9 months and saying that we're preventing forced pregnancy. It's a canard. It's a lie.
But see, this is the type of philosophy that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is proliferating across our country, and that is you don't have any responsibility for what you do.
Let's get to a bright spot. So Judge James C. Ho sits on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, and earlier today he gave a speech to the Kentucky Federalist Society. Now, National Review reported on his speech, and as I read it, I went, oh man, this is a bright spot. So let me read you part. The speech is called Agreeing to Disagree, Restoring America by Resisting Cancel Culture.
Now, this is a federal judge?
Federal judge on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Okay.
He says, colleges aren't teaching students how to agree to disagree. They're teaching students how to destroy, and then they're launching them into the world. He says, cancel culture now plagues a wide variety of institutions. I've written judicial opinions noting how cancel culture has infected our educational institutions, the legal profession, corporate America, and public health, and how even the criminal justice system has been weaponized to cancel disfavored political viewpoints. Cancel culture is also deeply embedded in journalism, entertainment, sports, and the arts. The consequences for America are significant. I would contend that cancel culture is one of the leading reasons why citizens no longer trust a wide variety of once leading institutions. It turns out that when elite institutions make clear that people who think like you and me shouldn't even exist, we return the favor.
But see, cancel culture is largely engaged by liberals.
By the far left.
And it's like, how can you really call yourself a liberal and not be in favor of free speech? Cancel culture is lazy. It is so, it's lazy thinking because you don't have to argue. You don't have
you
to
don't
get
have to
your
defend
points
your position.
In order.
You can just be offended.
You don't have to articulate something in a persuasive way. You so, just shut somebody else down.
So Judge Ho is deciding to fight cancel culture with a little bit of cancel culture. He says Yale Law School is one particular law school where cancellations and disruptions seem to occur with special frequency. Yale not only tolerates the cancellation of views, it actively practices it. Starting today, I will no longer hire law clerks from Yale Law School.
Oh, my.
And I hope that other judges will join me as well. Yale presents itself as the best, most elite institution of legal education, yet it's the worst when it comes to legal cancellation.
Now, wait a minute. Is this an example, though, of two wrongs not making a right?
It's an interesting question.
I mean, you know,
that's an interesting question. I think it's a bright spot that he's calling out cancel culture. He says, my sincere hope is that if nothing else, my colleagues and I will at least send the message that other schools should not follow in Yale's footsteps.
Because critical race theory says that, you know, the cure for past discrimination is
future discrimination. But, you know, people talk about fighting fire with fire. Is fighting cancel culture with cancel culture the answer? I'm not sure. My gut says there's some hypocrisy there that we've got to deal with. I do think it's good that we have a judge on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals that's standing up and saying, I'm not going to tolerate cancel culture in the people that I hire.
Or does it get people just talking about the issue like we are?
Like we are. And that's a good thing, too. And maybe if Yale changes its behavior, okay. If Yale doesn't change its behavior, then this obviously didn't work, right?
Well, it may cause students to think twice about going to an institution like that as well.
It's an interesting thing. I'm not sure whether it's the right answer, but I do think fighting against cancel culture is a bright spot. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Lewis, what's the toughest challenge for business owners?
Finding employees, especially quality employees.
Well, our friends at Express Employment Professionals serve businesses across Caddo and Bossier parishes.
And Express Employment Professionals never charge the applicant a fee.
If you need employees or are struggling with what you have, call Blake at 318-226-8777.
Blake will customize a recruiting plan that works for your organization and your budget.
Call Express Employment Professionals at 318-226-8777.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Tubbs, we sell the best and back it with parts and service. Toro, Exmark, Ventrac mowers. To spend less time mowing and have more fun grilling with the world's best smoking grill, the Big Green Egg, or Green Mountain Pellet Grill. We provide parts and service for what we sell with 0% easy financing. Y'all come see us. Like Tubbs Hardware on Facebook, and may God bless the USA.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these, folks.
Or you get a six-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, AGR, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses that join with the fastest-growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results, and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on Contact.
Hi, I'm Louis R. Avalone.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church. Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Okay, that South Carolina basketball coach, Dawn Staley.
This is the one who canceled all the trips to Brigham Young University, right?
Right.
Because the fake hoax, the hoax, racial hoax from the volleyball team from Duke, Duke University, which has a history of hoax, said that there were racial epithets thrown at one of the volleyball players for Duke. It never happened, and it was a hoax. It was fake.
There was no evidence. Brigham Young University performed an in-depth investigation of the August 27th game. There was not a shred of evidence that came to light. They interviewed fans. No one reported the N-word was yelled.
Right.
And the fan that Richardson, the coach, singled out, or the player, rather.
The player singled out.
Singled out as who
was doing it.
Said the racial slur, was proven innocent via video evidence. In fact, he wasn't even in the arena during some of the times that the player claimed he was yelling the racial slurs.
Right.
So they asked the coach, do you want to apologize?
At South Carolina?
The South Carolina basketball coach who canceled the games.
You going to apologize for canceling the games off a hoax?
She said no. I mean, at the very least, the coach was at least, and the player was at least mistaken. And at worst, they were perpetrating a hoax.
And why not, when you've been proven wrong, why not say, sorry, I should have said, whoa. Ben Hayes has autism, and kids used to bully him for it in elementary school, but then Ben joined the Boy Scouts. His parents thought it would help him develop more social skills, something that's often difficult with people with autism. Well, Ben loved it and was soon working on earning badges to be an Eagle Scout. By the time he was 13 years old, Ben had earned 21 merit badges, enough to earn the title of Eagle Scout. But he didn't stop there. He kept going. By 14, Ben completed all 139 merit badges offered by the Boy Scouts organization, something that's only been done by less than 1% of all scouts. Ben told People magazine, "The lesson I learned is not everything is easy, but if you work hard, you will get to your goal."
Isn't that the truth?
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.